Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 through 14. The Reverend Jeff Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The appointed reading from Proverbs chapter 25. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold, the snow, and the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially my good brother Tom, the wisdom inspired to us by the writer of the scripture selection today admonishes everyone not to put themselves forward or stand in the place of the great. Well, we've got that covered. We have ensured that this will not be the case. For the call that you have answered, Tom, is from the Lord through his church, into which we install you today. And it certainly is not a position of ease or entitlement. If you have any notions of that, talk to Dr. Rowald, who's with us today, who is greatly experienced in the wilds of Taiwan and can disabuse you of that in a heartbeat. In fact, here in this place, good brother, just before we formally install you into this position, this is my last chance to come clean with you. I'm afraid that we would have done you an terrible injustice if we would install you into this call and don't give you the full disclosure that you deserve. Tom Park, you have been called primarily to serve in the country of Taiwan, a nation of 25 million people, and only a tiny percentage of them is any kind of Christian. A word fitly spoken, we heard today, is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. And surely the word of God that you will teach to people there and will proclaim into their ears will shine with the truth and love of Jesus Christ. But they will not want to hear it. Most of these people are so tied into Buddhism and Hinduism and ancestor worship that they will not receive the word that you will teach and proclaim. The churches over there with whom we work will probably never grow to mega size. Our teaching on the sanctity of one man, one woman, marriage for life will offend more and more as the nation embraces same-sex relationships in an effort to be more like the America that they love. The standards that we teach about fellowship, especially in our practice of the Lord's Supper, will confuse and confound in this place where hospitality and consensus is so very important. And even our churches and the pastors that you will be teaching and whom we are teaching now often don't know a law and gospel sermon if it bit them in the behind. We are starting this seminary program from almost nothing and building it from the ground up. In short, my good brother Tom, the job that we have given you is big, and it is filled with insurmountable challenges, too big for anyone, and you're not even as tall as I am. And at the risk of piling on, it's not just the job, It's the whole team into which you have been, into which you are being placed. You have to report to me in your work, and I am a miserable sinner. Ask my family all in that row today. Any one of them will tell you. Your church partners, your LCMS Asia team, your RD, your executive director, even your CMO, they're all sinners. We will fail you. We will let you down. And we will have our conflicts. And all of this tied together makes this job too much for you. And my dear friends here at the IC or listening online, please don't pity Tom too much. You are in a very similar spot. You don't live in Taiwan. You're here in the United States, most of you, a country which does not want to hear the message that you proclaim in your vocations. They don't want to hear about sin, even sin that's forgiven. They don't want to hear about objective truth or a Savior who chooses to work through means. They don't want you to tell them that strength comes in weakness or that they need to be dependent for salvation from outside of themselves. You, Tom, and all of us have been given a message that is to be received like apples of gold or an ornament of gold, but it isn't. People may listen and look at the shine and then toss it away. It is too big, too challenging for any of us. In fact, it's not possible for you. But nothing is impossible for God. That gold ring remains made of gold even when people don't recognize it for what it is and they cast it to the swine. The word fitly spoken is still like apples of gold, and we have our Lord's promise that it will not return void. Whether or not we ever perceive the fruit of the effort, whether or not we ever see the results, is not our concern. The Lord simply calls us, calls you, in this instance through the Board for International Mission, and sends us out into our vocations to be faithful. He sends us out with those apples of gold, with that powerful, living, active, life-changing, life-giving, death-defeating Word of God in Christ Jesus. And He bids us share it. He promises it will do what He will have it do. What an absolute joy. Tom, today you are being given a job that is too much for you, just like all of us faithful Christians in this world. It is too much for us, but it's not too much for Jesus. You are not alone in this work. In fact, it's not even your work. It's His. It's His mission, His church, His work. You are called today to take it into a wild and wonderful place and to teach and preach it in a new language with all the myriad gifts that He has given you. He will not abandon you, just as He does not abandon any of His people as they live out the lives where He has placed them. Tom Park, knowing all of this, as you are installed into this call, you are being told today, come up here. And it's our Lord Jesus who is calling, working through His church, making you His instrument, His tool to accomplish His will. You be faithful to that, and He will be faithful to you and to His own word. Difficult job? Sure. Impossible? Nah. Just watch what He will continue to do through you and through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.